Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for making this devotional a part of your morning. Today's topic is the living word of God, and our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Some time ago, I read a story about a man named John, a hardened criminal who had spent many years in prison. One day, during his solitary confinement, a prison guard slipped a small Gideon New Testament through the bars of his cell. At first, John tore out the thin pages, not to read them, but to roll his cigarettes. Page after page went up in smoke. But one day, before tearing out another page, his eyes fell on the words at the top. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John 3 verse 16. Curious, he read on. That night, for the very first time, the word of God began to pierce through the hardness of his heart. Weeks later, John surrendered his life to Christ. His story was published. Isn't that incredible? The same pages he once destroyed later became the very words that saved his soul. That is the power of the word of God. It is alive. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 tells us it is living and powerful. Not just ink on paper, not just words of history, but a divine force that transforms hearts, renews minds, and redirects destinies. So let me ask you, how do you see the Bible? Is it just another book on your shelf? Or do you treat it as the living voice of God to your spirit? Every time you open your Bible, God Himself is speaking to you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. Think about this. When last did the word of God really come alive to you? So much that it gave you direction, peace, or courage. If it feels distant, don't be discouraged. The word is still living. It just takes your openness to let it work in you. Maybe you're facing confusion right now. Remember, God's word is wisdom. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 verse 130. Or maybe your heart is heavy. God's word says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107 verse 20. Friends, the Bible isn't just a book. It's God's love letter, His personal message to you, fresh every day. So here's a question for you to reflect on. What area of your life today needs the light of God's word? Take a moment to think about that. God's word has the exact answer you need. Today, make a decision to engage with the word. Don't just glance at it. Meditate on it. Pray with it. Declare it. Even if it's just one verse, carry it with you. Let it breathe life into your day. The word of God is alive. It's powerful. And it never returns void. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Let it work in you today, and you'll see God's hand move in your life in ways you never imagined. Now let's declare together. Say this with me. Today, I declare that the word of God is alive in me. It guides my steps, strengthens my heart, and renews my mind. I am walking in wisdom, victory, and peace because God's word is at work in me. In Jesus' name, did you feel that? That's life being spoken into your day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your living word. Father, we ask, as we go into today, let your word guide us, protect us, and encourage us. For everyone listening right now, may your word bring clarity where there is confusion, healing where there is pain, and strength where there is weakness. We commit this day into your hands. Lord, let your word lead us to victory. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Friends, I hope this message has blessed you. If it did, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with someone today, and let them also experience the life-giving power of God's Word. Until next time, remember, you are winning every day with God's Word alive in you. Stay blessed and see you on the next episode of Winning Every Day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.